It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Find out more on them at carolinachamber.org. Find out more on the town of Hillsboro at hillsboronc.gov. That's their website. We've got the mayor of Hillsboro on the line right now, Tom Stevens, joining us this afternoon. Mayor, good to be with you. How are you?
I am doing well. Had a little walk on Riverwalk today, as you were talking earlier. The weather's going to be up and down, but we've had these pretty days, and it's been amazing how many folks are out on Riverwalk, families, other folks. And so just nice to be in Hillsboro. Pretty quiet here in town, but always see people around town, down on the Riverwalk, and we're just having a good time here.
Absolutely. So you mentioned Riverwalk. That reminded me to ask, the stickwork sculpture is going to be coming down for good soon. Do we have an exact date on that yet?
We do not have an exact date on that. I talked to Stephanie Trueblood, who is our director of public spaces, and I think we're trying to get that scheduled. Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised it's going to be sometime here in January, and certainly we'll let folks know about that. But for safety reasons, do want to take it down as opposed to just kind of let it start deteriorating any more than it is. And then, it's bittersweet. It has served us very well. Been an incredible piece of public art that has just impacted a sense of community. It has certainly created other works of art, like lantern walks and plays, and people like to get married there, and being a wonderful place for kids to play. And so that's been such a good experience for our town. We will certainly have this bittersweet saying goodbye, but it's also gives us some ideas about what kinds of things are possible. So I think we're kind of curious now, what's going to be next for us, and how do we create other spaces and places and experiences in our community that serve our citizens well and are also fun for visitors when they come here.
You know, looking forward to the future there. One thing that is definitely certain is tomorrow from 4 to 7, NCDOT is holding a drop-in meeting for residents in the town hall annex up just off Churton Street about their proposal to widen South Churton Street from I-40 to Orange Grove Road. What can you tell us about the meeting that's coming up tomorrow, or kind of the status of that proposal and what's in store?
Well, yes. So this is something that, we had in the works for a long time. Back in 2006, the town board approved the Churton Street corridor plan that was based originally on a group of students who were working with the tourism board about what could we do to improve the look of Churton Street. That caught the community's attention. There were several community charrettes coming up with kind of how we envisioned that south of Churton Street, and put that in written form that was adopted by the board. And looking at kind of widening Church Street from Orange Grove Road down to Interstate 40, really the most of the length through town, it's pretty obvious that going north, once you start hitting the railroad bridge and the river bridge and going through the historic district, there's not room to widen without completely kind of erasing the character of the town. Mm-hmm. So, which is one reason why in our strategic plan, we also wanted to place and encourage development south of the river, like Collins Ridge, like Waterstone, like Elfin Pond. And so this would be a widening of that road to help serve that, very busy corridor where there'll be lots of shopping, lots of businesses. And it's also the way where lots of people live, to be able to get to the interstates for those that are traveling for work. This the meeting tomorrow, it is 4 to 7 at the new annex. Plenty of room. Representatives from the town and DOT will be there. It's not a presentation type of meeting, but more of a drop-in. Come look at the maps. Come ask questions. And also provide feedback. That, like I said, we have lots of citizen feedback and development of this plan, but that's just the bones of the plan. This is where it gets really real. And, I have a lot of questions about, how can we keep that traffic moving but still enhance the intersections for pedestrians where they mm-hmm. need to cross the street. It's already difficult, but where can we do it? And so, this, as we say, the devil's in the details. So this is a chance to ask questions, but also to give suggestions or concerns, because there's always trade-offs. So we're all part of this town. It's been developed so far with lots of citizen input. We really encourage folks to come out. It includes that South Churton Street section, and also another look at the Orange Grove Road extension, which would go from Churton Street onto Highway 70A. The last time we had a meeting like this where people dropped in, we had three options. And like I said, there's always trade-offs. None of those options looked really great, but we were able to create an option four, which is somewhat of a hybrid. So this is a chance to look at that option as well. And I think given the trade-offs in the area, that might be something that will be much better. What's not on the discussion for that there's information provided tomorrow is about the train station, but mm-hmm. you know, all of this is really part of that central area where there will be a train station that's still on track, as we say, and this Orange Grove Road extension and the Churton Street extension. All of those are just part of a larger comprehensive plan about how it is that we can do our best to deal with the increasing population of town and the transportation needs, and how do we enhance connectivity, including bike lanes and pedestrian lanes, as well as vehicle traffic.
And again, that's 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Town Hall Annex. If you're interested in coming out for that drop-in session, take a look at the maps, ask questions, and offer feedback. HillsboroughNC.gov is the website for more information about Hillsborough government just in general. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and we're talking about this DOT project, which is potentially upcoming, but there's already a pretty big project that's ongoing right now, which is sidewalk reconstruction and repair in West Hillsborough. How's that going?
Well, that's right. The sidewalk, I guess the West Hillsborough sidewalk connection project, and that is essentially wrapping up. Was one of the places I was walking through, the connection from Gold Park and Riverwalk on up to Allison Street, Eno Mountain Road, has been completed. You certainly still see some of the erosion control measures out there. The sidewalk has been poured to go up to the trail at Eno Mountain Road that will take you into Eno Mountain State Park. There's a crosswalk now across the street. The guardrails are up, and so it's a it essentially what they're working on now is the punch list and moving cones and cleaning the area up. And so that's been three quarters of a year in construction. I guess we started late spring, early summer. And so, and then it's been years and years in the making. It was a $1.2 million project, about 20% of it covered by the town, the rest of it covered by federal funds for what's called CMAQ, Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality. So those were some funds that were available to us, and it seemed like a good spot to use them. So it's nice to see something sort of wrapping up before we get on to the next one.
Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and as we wrap up the conversation, I got to get an update from you. We're talking about the DOT meeting and how important it is to get public feedback. I know the town has gotten a lot of public feedback with regard to water and sewer billing ever since the switch over to Fathom. And I know from a recent statement from the town that the town is now switching away from Fathom to another provider. So what can you tell us about that?
That's right, don't have a lot of specific information about that, but it is something we sort of got the message right away that what we had we could do better, and so I expect within the next 2 months we will be switching. Right now we seem to be on schedule to be using a new billing system beginning March 1st. Ending the last payments through Fathom at the end of February. Of course, there'll be some wrapping up and some organization to do. Look for additional information coming out in the next few weeks about that. But that's something a lot of folks have asked for, and so I'm glad. That's also been a very big project. That's one of those behind the scenes that's taken a lot of our staff time, but I'm glad that that's proceeding well and seems to be right on track for March 1st, as we expected it to do.
Awesome. Again, HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information on events and happenings in town. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.